Okay, welcome back. In this audio, we're going to be actually using the blue sky scenario and the feeling of pressure release to actually fly in an OBE. And this is something that you can use anytime you get into an OBE and you feel like you're starting to run out of energy. You can use this to charge yourself back up. You just think about that feeling of your blue sky scenario and your pressure release scenarios. It's not the actual scenarios that got you to that feeling. It's the feeling itself. And so when you want to fly, or when you want to charge yourself up, you're just going to snap into that feeling instantaneously and feel so excited and so exhilarated. For one thing, just the fact that you're actually in the OBE itself is pretty exciting and pretty exhilarating. And plus you have this feeling of your recalled blue sky scenarios and pressure releases to help you. So in order to actually fly, imagine that you have made it into an OBE and you're standing outside somewhere. And you can look into the sky and think about that feeling of exhilaration that you get. And now think about the feeling of gravity is actually reversing for you. So it's pulling you up, pushing you up into the sky as fast as you want to go. Super, super fast. And when you do this, when you combine those two thoughts of first of speed and also of your exhilaration, that is often enough, all that it takes for you to break through from one area, one plane or one shell of non-physicality up into the next level. And as you do that, you'll fly through the buffer zones that we talk about. We mentioned the idea of the black and white buffer zones. So first, for this exercise, all you're going to do is use that feeling to actually lift off the ground and feel like you're shooting off into the sky. Now, I've tried this, and if you only do the first half of it, where you think about the feeling of speed or the feeling of pushing off the ground, you can fly into the air. However, it's very unlikely that you'll actually be able to make it up to the next level. They'll run into sort of an infinite distance kind of barrier, where you just go flying, and you actually never get to where you wanted to go. So you need that feeling of exhilaration as a key to unlock the gateway, in order to get up into the next level. Now, a lot of times when you do this, you actually might not experience going through those buffer zones, and actually, in a sense, it's better if you don't, because what it means is that you've reality shifted directly into the next level. You may find that you just go flying straight up with that feeling of exhilaration, and instead of going through the buffer zones, you just appear at the next level. The fact that you've energized yourself so much has caused a reality shift, which made you match with that next level, and you just teleported directly there. So imagine that happens. Imagine that you have combined speed with the feeling of exhilaration, and you just teleported up into the next level, the next layer up, and look around and see what you see. It's probably going to be a very pleasant area to be in. You might notice the architecture is very unusual, much more high quality than what you might notice usually here in physicality. There might be a few buildings, a few famous buildings here and there around the world in physicality, which might match up with what you see. But for the most part, everything that you see in this new area, this new level, will be beyond what you are usually used to seeing here in physicality. So that was quite a bit of visualization. So we're just going to let our mind blank out for a little bit and then continue on with the visualization. So just let your mind relax. So now imagine that you're going to go flying instead of up and down, you're going to go flying across this new level that you've discovered, this new area. And you're actually going to fly sort of to the edge of the world, to the edge of where this level ends. And here you will find, most likely, a white buffer zone separating this area from the next area over, which is adjacent to it. It's on the same level vertically. So you're going to go horizontally over to this next area through the white buffer zone. And imagine that you have no problem just flying directly from one area to the next through the white buffer zone. Now imagine that you have actually you've succeeded in this and you're over into the next area. Continue flying on over to the next area, but imagine that in this case, that once you get over to toward this third area, it starts to pull you down. That the laws of physics, what the people there who have focused their awarenesses into that area have agreed on, is that you have less ability to fly. So it's more difficult to overcome that, and you feel yourself being pulled down to the ground. And so now the question is, how is it that you're going to get across this next white buffer zone? And to do that, create the feeling of a cord that connects the area that you're on now to the area that you're going to go to. It doesn't really matter if you can actually see this cord. All that really matters is that you can create the feeling in your non-physical hands of the tension in the cord when you pull on it. And imagine now that you can pull yourself across this white buffer zone using this cord, so you can cross the void between the two areas and go from one area to the next. And imagine now that you've actually made it across. And so that was quite a bit of visualization, so we're just going to let our minds blank out and sort of relax for a little while. So now imagine that you're into a new OBE, and you're going to, again, fly up, use that feeling of pressure release, use the feeling of a blue sky scenario, to fly up and as quickly as you can possibly fly, with that feeling of exhilaration up into the sky. And now imagine that instead of just directly reality shifting into the new area, that this time you encounter the white and then black buffer zones. So imagine now that you have come up first to this white buffer zone, where before you were able to fly up and you could see down below you the ground, but then everything sort of goes white. It's sort of like you've flown into the clouds, but instead of being clouds, it's just an area where everything is glowing white. And we're not going to stop here. Just keep going. Just keep flying up as fast as you can possibly fly, with as much enthusiasm and exhilaration as you can. And notice now that the white starts to fade away, and now you're into the black. You're not going to stop here either. Just keep on going as fast as you can, as hard as you can, with as much momentum as you can. We're going to punch through that black buffer zone, and you'll either it'll either become white again, or you'll just go directly into the next buffer zone, or the next layer up, and you'll find that you're flying above another area, another higher energy area, which will most likely appear to be very attractive to you, be a very pleasant place to be. Now imagine that you keep on going up. We're going to fly up again into the next white buffer zone up. And then past that white buffer zone and into a black buffer zone. And here we're just going to stop and hang out for a little bit. Because black buffer zones are very useful for creating your own areas, your own levels. Because there's nothing else in that area. No other thoughts, no other feelings, no other intentions that can conflict with your own. And so you can basically be God here. You can be a king, you can be a queen, you can do whatever you want in the black buffer zones. You can create from thought very easily here. If in the previous exercises you had tried to create from thought, for instance, to create a mirror on the wall in order to see your other incarnations, and you had difficulty with that, here in the black buffer zones, it will be much easier for you to actually complete that. When you're in sort of the non-physical version of your bedroom, sometimes there can be residual intentions, residual thoughts, residual limitations about what should be possible in sort of a physical-like area, which can make it more difficult to do things like telekinesis or creating directly from thought. But here in the black buffer zone, none of that applies, and you can do anything that you want. So the exercise here is to think about what is it that you do want and create that thing. So for now, think about what you want in that black buffer zone and create it. So now before we go on, go ahead and let your mind zone out and blank out for just a little bit. So now take a look at what you've created in that black buffer zone. And think about the idea that you can come back to that black buffer zone anytime you want. You can teleport directly back to it because it's your own creation. It's your own thoughts. You can come back to that anytime that you want. You can add on to it. You can change it. You can do whatever you want with that area. Now, recall that feeling of pressure release and the blue sky scenario. We're going to go flying up into through the void into the next white buffer zone up to a third layer up. I'm just going to skip over this third layer, go directly into the white buffer zone above it, and then once you get into that white buffer zone, we're going to use the sort of magnetic currents that are up in that white buffer zone. These currents can take you to some sort of interesting area. Sometimes when you first enter into a non-physical area, it might just be basically a forest or some plains or whatever, and there might not be a whole lot going on. It may not especially resonate with you. It may not really be something that you find interesting. And one solution to that is to use these trade currents that are in the white buffer zones. So now that you're into one of these white buffer zones, just kind of hover there and hang out and allow and invite the trade currents to carry you to wherever they think that you might most enjoy that area. And it might take sometimes 10 or 15 seconds for this to work. So just imagine yourself floating there and relaxing and allowing the white magnetic trade currents to sort of carry you off somewhere. Let your mind blank out a little bit so that the trade currents can take you where they think that you ought to go. And now imagine that the trade currents have sort of dumped you out somewhere. And you've fallen back down into somewhere in this area, somewhere on that non-physical plane, out of the white buffer zone and down onto the ground. And it's put you somewhere that actually is much more interesting than where you were when you first entered this area. And look around and see what it is that you see. And now let your mind blank out for a little bit and just kind of relax. And that's it for this scenario. And you can come back and you can imagine this scenario anytime you want to make your non-physical navigation that much easier. So good luck.